Dancing Letters Press presents Angels on the Clothesline, a memoir written and read by Ani Tuzman.
For the children. When who I really am sees who you really are, all there is love. Morty Lefkoe. Dear listener, a few words of welcome and context as you enter this book. This was an unexpected memoir. I was deep into writing and researching a novel inspired by my parents' stories of surviving the Holocaust, when, one morning on my way to my desk, I had a spontaneous vision of the young girl I was, crying in her bed. Responding to what felt like a summons, I sat down and wrote, "I see you in your bedroom, lights out, your brother snoring in the next bed. Nightly, he drifts away mid-whisper, leaving you alone again." I was at once the child in that bedroom and the woman witnessing my sadness. Thus began my journey and this memoir of bridging time to be the presence missing from my childhood. I recognized the imprint of trauma. I felt the painful weight of grief, bigotry, and fear. I also saw the innate wonder and light that I carried within, which no measure of darkness could extinguish. Angels on the Clothesline is my story and also an invitation to embrace ourselves and each other with compassion, because it is never too late to see and be seen with love. With gratitude, Ani. Marks. You aren't very tall, but just tall enough to see the newspaper open and flat where your daddy left it on the shiny white kitchen table with the tiny gold flakes. Formica, your mother calls it, proud of her modern new table, her new English word. You stare so hard at the long page, your eyes water, all those marks crowded together, tall ones and skinny, some with hats, boots, tails, big-bellied ones, wiggly. Some would push others out of their way if they could, like they're in a hurry to get to the end of the page, to jump off its edge, to rush out into the world. Your daddy will be back, will pick up his paper, say things in Yiddish to your sad mother standing at the sink, the stove, her back to him. Once in a while, she'll stop, wipe her hands on her apron, listen. Or she'll scream suddenly, "Chas v'chalila, cholera, such dogs, they should eat dirt." How mad she gets scares you. No matter how often she hollers, you never get used to it. Once in a blue moon, your daddy laughs at what the marks say. Even your mother, who hardly ever laughs, might laugh too, never for long, though. Some days, he looks down at the big crinkly pages for a long time, doesn't say a word, eyes moving from side to side under his thick glasses, when all of a sudden he pounds his fist on the table, making your mother's shoulders lift up and stay up, stiff. Like someone was sticking a gun in her back, only no one is. Not like what happened to the grandparents you will never meet, the uncles and aunts, only children then. For some, it was guns, in their backs or their fronts. For your mother's favorite cousin Rivka and her crying baby, a pitchfork. Most had to get naked first before the gas was pumped in. There was no escape.